You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2009, the 16th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Montreal, Canada, from February 8th through February 11th, 2009.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who have actually conducted the research. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. After their summary, I'll ask a few questions.
My name is Alexander Tsai, and I'm a physician at Langley Porter Psychiatric Institute, UCSF. And I work with Sherry Weiser, Maya Peterson, Kathleen Ragland, and David Banksberg, variously of San Francisco General Hospital, UC Berkeley, and Harvard Medical School. The research project is looking at the effects of antidepressant medication on antiretroviral adherence and HIV-1 RNA viral load. In terms of the background, the impetus for the project basically stems from research that looks at how depression is known to worsen the course of HIV illness. And the mechanism for that is unclear. It might simply just be due to worsened adherence to heart therapy, but it might also be due to disturbances in the HPA axis that directly affect immune function. And so sort of corollary to that, it's unknown really whether treatment with antidepressant medication can improve HIV outcomes. And again, would the mechanism for that improvement be due to improved adherence to heart, or would it be due to enhanced natural killer cell function and other improved immune responses? Data for this study came from the REACH cohort, which is a project known as Research on Access to Care in the Homeless, which David Banksberg is the primary investigator on. And it's a project where we have systematically recruited subjects for this research project to interview from homeless shelters, free meal programs, and single-room occupancy hotels in San Francisco. And on a quarterly basis, they are administered structured questionnaires and blood collections. And this gives us a rich set of data, not only at baseline, but also on a quarterly basis, looking at sociodemographics, alcohol and drug use, health services utilization, and health status. And for this specific research study, we only looked at the HIV-infected participants who were on highly active antiretroviral therapy. And we had about 1,330 person-years of follow-up on 418 participants, so on average maybe about 3 years of follow-up on each participant. The analytic conundrum when doing research in this area is that if you simply use a conventional method of adjusting that the crude estimate with no control for confounding is going to ignore the fact that antidepressive severity actually increases the probability of antidepressant medication treatment, but also controlling for baseline severity ignores the fact that worsening of depression increases the probability of antidepressant medication treatment. And finally, if you actually just control for time-updated values of depressive severity, you're going to ignore the fact that antidepressant medication acts through lowering depressive severity. So the punchline for this research project is we use marginal structural modeling to estimate the effect of antidepressant medication on antiretroviral adherence and HIV-1 RNA viral load, while estimating for a host of demographic characteristics, alcohol and drug use, depressive severity, and other potential confounders. And what falls out of our statistical methods is that using the marginal structural model, the estimate of the effect of antidepressants on log viral load is negative 0.8, which if you compare to randomized trials, is not a huge effect size. Most randomized trials, you're probably looking at negative 2 logs or so. But what is interesting also is that when we adjust for adherence, we find that the treatment estimate goes away, and that suggests that the effect of antidepressant medication on viral load is acting through adherence and not necessarily through some sort of other direct mechanism.
In other words, if they're on antidepressants, they're more likely to adhere to meds, and therefore their viral load will go down.
Yes. There's sort of this outlying hypothesis that perhaps, you know, SSRIs might have some sort of direct effect on neurotransmitters and immune function, but we're not seeing that in our project. We're really seeing that the effect on viral load is mediated primarily through adherence.
Have other studies showed that antidepressants could have a role?
From what I'm aware of, there have been one or two other observational studies as well, kind of sort of hinting at the possibility, but nothing is really definitive. Neither is this definitive. You really need a randomized study to do that well.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thank you for listening to this report from CROI 2009. For more coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2009.